Good news though for you right now. And before I get to that, actually, I wanted to mention we have Gordon's driving tips coming up from 10:30 this morning. Gordon Sheehy of Southwest School of Motoring will be with us. So get your questions and queries, your observations on things that have changed on the road or rules you're not sure of. Get them into us now on any of our numbers and we'll put them to Gordon in time for 10:30. So just wanted to remind you of that one. But good news, that agreement has been reached between the HSE and St John of God Services over funding for services for people with additional needs. We're going to hear now, in a moment we'll hear from Eilish Perriman, who spoke to me of her concern last week when it looked like everything was going to fall apart and St John of God's was going to relinquish control over running the services in August of this year. Here is Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, who had raised concerns with the Taoiseach recently in the Dáil in relation to this.
On behalf of the moms, the dads, the grandparents and the siblings of our special people, I warmly welcome this development. This was a situation that could not be allowed to continue. Uncertainty over the continuity of the services. I compliment the management of St. John of God's, the workers that provide an invaluable service. I've raised this with the Taoiseach. I thank the Taoiseach for his direct involvement. I thank the HSE. There is nothing more important than taking care of vulnerable people.
That's Deputy Michael Healy-Ray and his reaction to the news. As I said, I spoke to Eilish Perriman. She was speaking on behalf of the parents of on the Parents Committee in relation to negotiations about this from their point of view about the running of St John of God's and its future within the funding services of the HSE. Her son Patrick lives in St Mary of the Angels in Beaufort, and I first said to her and put it to her that she must be delighted.
Oh, we are absolutely delighted with that news that we heard yesterday. We do not want to be in the position of impending transfer again, because this has been horrific for every parent whose son or daughter is in the St John of God's community services. We're requesting the HSE though to publish the SIA, that's the Sustainable Impact Assessment. The Parents Committee have worked on the St John of God's and HSE for the past 3 years on this document, and that document will give a quality of service to our sons and daughters. So it's imperative that this document will be published. But the HSE are not interested in having it published because it will cost them when it is published. And we really want a properly funded service with transparency from HSE and St John of God's. There's a lot of people who are waiting on lists for the residential care and respite, and no funds in place to supply to give that respite or residential place. So we hope that their situation will be improved as well. So we keep hoping. We just want things to improve for the people that are in their care. So Gerry, I must say I'm very happy myself. A lot has been done over the last 3 years to try and get this crossed the line, and hopefully it will stay across the line.
Yeah. Now, on Wednesday, the joint statement from the HSE and St John of God's said, management at St John of God's Community Service have been informing those in receipt of service, their families and staff, confirming St John of God's will continue to deliver its full range of services at all existing locations. It confirmed that St John of God Community Services has withdrawn its decision of mid-February, which would have seen responsibility for service transfer to HSE. Today's announcement comes in the back of intensive discussions between both parties over the past 10 days. There is now an agreement, Eilish, and a time frame to arrive at a time-bound implementation plan for the Sustainability Impact Assessment Report, and there is a commitment to the in-year funding for 2024, and a guaranteed time frame within final decisions will be made about the issues arising from the historical deficit in St John of God Community Services. So that means there's a commitment there to make decisions on time about money and funding. Now that'll we'll have to wait and see, but that is there. It's an agreement that's been signed.
Yeah. Well, it has been signed. We didn't know. We weren't told that now. Yeah. Where did you get that information, Gerry?
That's just from a statement that was released today by the joint statement outlining the parameters of what's been agreed, Eilish.
Yeah. We haven't seen that.
Sure,
that's good
news
to me. That's very better news to me now.
So that means that means there's no more meetings about meetings, or things can't be let slide and delay, and all of a sudden we're back to square one where St John of God's saying we don't have enough money. That should take care of that, you would hope.
Hopefully, because we do not want to go through that again. The parents have been tormented, you know, because we didn't know what they were going to do, what the HSE were going to do. You could see some places being sold off or whatever, and we were worried. We were very worried about it. So, thankfully, that's one worry less we have now, Gerard.
Yeah, and as you say, the campaign goes on now to get the services you feel that are needed, the respite, the expansion of services, which will come down to money, which I would suggest, Eilish, will come down to decisions made by this and probably the next government as to whether the money will be provided to finally tackle those problems.
Oh, I agree with you, but we do need a quality of service for our sons and our daughters, and those who don't have a service, they need the same thing. So, yeah, it will need money, but they can throw money at everything else. If they can spend 800,000 on a bringing dogs in from Europe, and they can spend 200,000 on a referendum, that I don't know, was it really necessary?
Mm.
So they have money.
Mm.
So throw it whatever they want to, whatever.
There's priorities there. You think it needs to be prioritised more, even within the health budget, put further up the tree.
Absolutely. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, it gives certainty as well, finally, for the staff. I mean, the organisation employs 3,000 staff, and provides the care for about 8,000 people, adults and children, and youths with mental health services. So, for the staff alone, it's a certainty for the future, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And the thing about it is, the staff are absolutely wonderful, and they're doing a very good job, I have to say. Brilliant job altogether. And it is important. Now, their jobs were secure, but like that, they didn't know what was going to happen, who was going to take over. They didn't know whether would another organisation take them on or whatever, you know, like who would be managing it. So, yes, it is important for them. And we appreciate what they're doing for our sons and our daughters. Absolutely. So, yeah, I must say we're a happy bunch today.
You sounded certainly today, Eilish, that's for sure. Well, listen,
thanks
so much for giving us your reaction to that and your views on it.
Thank you very much, Gerry. Okay.